So fertilizer prices are up 300% for many farmers in America and elsewhere around the world. Prices are either that high or the fertilizer just simply isn't available. So it is currently planting season, maybe late planting season for many areas, but still planting season for the more northern areas, and the fertilizer just isn't there. Or it's extremely expensive, which means farmers will use a lot less fertilizer. So this is your clue that food prices are going to go way up. You can count on it. And very few people are paying attention to this. As of right now, and I'm recording this on Friday, April 17th, the Strait of Hormuz is still not open. So as of today, Friday, April 17th, the Strait of Hormuz is still not open. Even though Trump announced it was, he announced it earlier this morning, he said, the Strait of Hormuz is fully open. And of course, that turned out to be completely fake news, as always. So the point is, there's still no fertilizer sailing through the Strait of Hormuz. There's no urea. There's no ammonia. There's no sulfuric acid, which is also used in manufacturing fertilizer, etc. So this choke point is not open. And as long as it's not open, food scarcity is going to get bad. Now, obviously, there's a buffer time, and you know this very well. So right now, you can still go out and you can purchase food at the moment, because that's food that was grown in the last growing season, right? That food is, of course, being sold right now. It's going to run out soon. And then you're going to have to depend on the food that's being grown now in the months ahead. And the food that's being grown now will be a lot more expensive and a lot less available, because when farmers use less fertilizer, then crop yields fall. All right. So that's just the basics. But you already know all of that. That's probably review. What happens when tens of millions of Americans can no longer afford to buy food? What happens? You've already seen a little bit of that with the sort of reconfiguration of food stamps and what people are allowed to spend food stamps on. In the state of Texas, for example, it was made illegal for food stamps to be used to purchase soda. And so soda sales have absolutely plummeted. Now, 25% of soda sales were depending on food stamps. Yeah, because people who are on food stamps, they just love to get diabetes too on top of it. So they buy the worst possible junk foods and junk drinks and junk sodas, etc. That's just who they are. So as the soda sales are plummeting and people are finding out they can't spend food stamps on soda, they start posting videos all over social media like, what do you mean I can't get my Dr. Pepper? Or what do you mean I can't buy this whatever, you know, garbage processed food they normally live on? And, you know, it's crazy that food stamps should be usable to buy processed junk food. That's been a racket that just benefits the food corporations and the Walmarts and the banks that process the transactions and take a cut, etc. The whole food stamp system is totally corrupt. It's a handout to a bunch of, I mean, it's corporate welfare is really what it is, more than human welfare. It's corporate welfare. But when people find out that they can't buy junk food on food stamps, they get really mad, and causes an increase in food theft. And that's where I'm going with this podcast. So as food prices go through the roof because of the lack of fertilizer, because of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, because Trump decided to launch a war on Iran in order to do the bidding of Israel, you're going to see rampant shoplifting of food in America later this year. So the lower income class people will just steal, 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 and they will justify it to themselves. They will say, well, it's the grocery store's fault for having prices so high, or it's, you know, maybe it's Trump's fault in their mind. I mean, some of it is Trump's fault. Maybe whoever's fault it is, they will justify it, and they will say, I have a right to be able to eat. And they will go in and they will just take the food. And they will just walk out of there. And you've seen this over the years where, especially in places like California, but also liberal cities, shoplifters are never prosecuted. Although the law has changed, for many years in California, there was a law on the books that said you could shoplift up to $1,000 per store per incident. So you could go in, and people did with trash bags, and they would just load up everything off the shelves, load them up into the trash bags, and they would just walk out with the trash bag full of, you know, hundreds of dollars of goods. And there's nothing the shop owner could do. If you called the police would say, there's nothing you can do. This is the law. They can steal $1,000. And then that same person could go to the shop next door and steal $1,000 there. And there's nothing you could do. And they would just loot the whole block. You know, first, here's a grocery store. Here, you know, here's a consumer product store. Here's a convenience store. We're just going to loot and steal $1,000 at a time over and over and over again. It was completely legal. And even to this day, in a lot of liberal cities, shoplifters will not be prosecuted. So what's going to happen then is grocery stores in particular will shut down in those areas. Because if you open your doors and people, there's just a steady stream of shoplifters walking through your shop every day, just looting your store and stealing all your food, you can't function as a business. You're going to shut down the store to stop the losses, of course. And that's what a lot of store chains have already done. So when that happens, then you end up with food deserts, as they're called, which is areas of cities, mostly low-income areas, where people tend to shoplift a lot more, that have effectively no food options other than fast food. You know, fast food. And then you'll have increased thefts of fast food. People will, you know, hold up a Burger King or try to steal from the drive-thru or whatever. Although it's harder to steal from fast food, you don't really get as much as shoplifting from a grocery store, because in a grocery store, you can just apparently load up an entire bag full of expensive meats and things like that. So this is going to result in the social uprising effect of food inflation. You're going to have very unhappy people in these areas. And even among those citizens who are law-abiding, they will join protests. You'll have a lot of public protests. You'll have a lot of angry people. You'll have a lot of shoplifting. You'll have a lot of business closures, which then contributes to unemployment in the area because all the people who worked at those stores now have no jobs. And then those people become desperate because, well, where are you going to find a new job these days? That's very difficult. And then those people, some of them, start becoming shoplifters, etc. So this is a cycle of local economic doom and despair that leads to social uprisings. And that's when you're going to start to have real political implications to all of this, which is, you know, you'll have chaos in some cities. You'll have eventually probably left-wing terrorism, Molotov cocktails being thrown at not just police, but federal buildings, federal agents, etc. Any attempt to try to police these cities is going to fail because the people are hungry. The people are starving. Or maybe not starving at first, because many of them are obese, but they're hungry and eventually they will face starvation. And that will only exacerbate everything we're talking about here. So, the response from the government will be authoritarianism. It will be a crackdown, ICE style, where Trump will probably dispatch federal agents onto the streets of these liberal cities, and they will just start executing people. They will just start shooting Americans like Trump's people already did in Minneapolis with the ICE agents. So you're going to have government agents executing starving Americans on the streets of America. And when that happens, now remember, Trump justified the bombing of Iran, claiming that they mistreated their own protesters. And yet Trump will order the shooting of Americans in the streets of America. Think about that. I mean, he's already ordered it with immigration. He will order it against American citizens. That will only add fuel to the fire of the uprising. And that will cause many blue state governors and blue city mayors to revolt aggressively against Trump. There will be more calls for his impeachment, removal from power. There will be, you know, nefarious things happening behind the scenes politically that will try to target Trump and try to, you know, remove him from all power, etc. So the bottom line in all of this is, well, it's a domino effect. Trump's war on Iran has caused fertilizer to be scarce and expensive, which causes food failures, which leads to all these other effects I've mentioned. The closing of grocery stores, food deserts, rampant shoplifting, hunger, famine, social chaos, uprisings, political ramifications, job loss, etc. Basically, a spiral into economic doom and social unrest, social chaos. That's what's coming for America. So I've said it 1,000 times, but get out of the cities. Don't be stuck in a city when this happens. And the bluer the city, the more you need to leave, in my opinion. But that's where this is headed. Definitely get prepared. You can get backup supplies from our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, if you want sat phones and solar generators. If you want backup food supplies and iodine and other preparedness items, check out our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com for the articles and infographics. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.